Fred Film Radio, Festival de Cannes.
Hello and welcome to Fred Film Radio. I'm Amani Mohammed reporting from the 67th Cannes International Film Festival. I'm joined today by Cornel Mondruzzo, the co-writer and director of White God in competition in Un Certain Regard. Hi Cornel, how are you?
Hi, I'm fine. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Now, you're no stranger to Cannes. You've been here many times before. You won a Fipreschi Award back in, was it 2008?
Exactly.
For Delta Year? And so what's it like coming back with another one of your films? Because you were here in 2010 as well.
Exactly. I mean, I'm always happy when I'll be back. This is the best festival in my eyes to premiere my movies. And everybody's here worldwide to watch the movie, and I think it's one of the best selection in the world.
It's absolutely an incredible festival, you're right. There's so much to choose from. We struggle as journalists,
yeah.
as well.
Yeah, yeah.
I wanted to ask you, of course, the film White God. I'm curious about the title for the film, but before getting into that, could you tell us a little bit in brief the synopsis of the film?
Yeah, I mean, it's about a dog and a little girl, and they miss each other because the father of the little girl kicked the dog out, and the whole movie is how they can find each other or not. And this is a political melodrama, but we're using a lots of genre influences in it. So it's somehow, sometimes in a dog action movie and a dog thriller and a revenge movie, remembering a revenge movie, with a question, can there be equality in between two races or not?
Mm.
And there's the moment at the end where we feel maybe there's a hope to equality.
Maybe, just maybe. You're absolutely right. Where does the title for White God come from? Did you struggle to find a title for the movie?
That was so obvious, this title. Because of two reasons. In one reason, I think it's a great perspective of a dog. How is the owners or humans can see by them. And also the idea is coming from a book from the South African author Coetzee by Disgrace. And how is in the post-apartheid, the white gods are leaving their dogs somehow from the country and they've been there. And this is, of course, the dominant race who have the power and who make and choose and look sometimes for an animal as an object and not as a soul. And I think this is something ridiculous, and that's the meaning of the title. And I quite like it because I think it's not obvious. Mm-hmm. You are started to think over what can be, and always I'm asking back, okay, what do you think? And everybody has a very interesting interpretation, which is good for a title.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It makes it a talking point as well. They say, you know, never work with children or animals. You've decided to work with a lot of animals, and a wonderful young actress, Sofia Sotta, who's very new to acting. Tell us a little bit about what she brought to the role. What qualities did you see in her? And also, tell us about some of these scenes with the dogs.
I mean, Sofia, she's amazing. I mean, she's very gifted, but she's a child. She's of course an early teenager, but when we shoot together she was 12. But I like in her that she can concentrate inside very much, and she can be very rebel in the next moment.
Yeah.
And I like it so much. She's so deep heart and sometimes very radical, and I think it's a very good combination for that role. And for the dogs, I mean, of course, altogether we use it 250, which is an amount.
Wow.
And from the main roles by the American trainer, Teresa Ann Miller, but also the rest, which was really a huge bunch. It's handled by Arpad Halász, who was the Hungarian lead trainer. And what they together do, it's just amazing. How they can work with that without any CGI. So the playing, how the dogs are playing, and how is, you know, how the whole thing is about, it's real emotions on screen.
Yeah.
And means we are not illustrating. Sometimes you feel it, this aggression is not a CG aggression, but also not a real aggression, but playing as an actor.
Yeah, I mean, it was incredible to watch. What technical challenges or practical challenges did you face as a director, particularly with those scenes featuring a lot of dogs? Because we do see I mean, we're not spoiling anything for anyone, because the first scene is, you know, Lily being chased by hundreds of dogs with Hagen in the lead.
Yeah, of course, it was not easy. Of course, I'm using my most intelligent part to understand they are not humans, yeah. And you have patience, and it was kind of a therapy for both parts, I think. And I'm coming through the trainers, of course, and I give them a lot of pain on their shoulder that, okay, but I would like to see. But the end of the day, all was created, which is very good.
How long did it take you to film those scenes with all the dogs?
It was 25 days with 250, and the movie was 55 altogether.
Wow, that's impressive. I have to say, hats off to you, because I'm even impressed to hear that there's no CGI in the film. That is really impressive, and credit to your trainers, and credit to you, your DOP, and everything else. So well done. I wish you the best of luck, Cornel Mondruccio. Thank you so much for joining us here on Fred Film Radio.
Thank you so much.
I'm Imani Mohammed, reporting from the 67th Cannes International Film Festival for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.